Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for taking the time to join me this evening on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria Gaither, the host of this lovely show. We talk a lot about different topics on the show. We talk a little bit with nonprofits, businesses, very, very diverse group of people. But talking with me tonight on the show is going to be a young lady who was on earlier last month, and I promised her that I would get her back on because she does a lot of fantastic things in D.C., shows that's called Closet Runway, and I'm going to let her explain that to you in terms of what she's talking about. But Tammy Blair is her name, and she is on the line, so we're going to get her on the telephone to start this conversation in a moment. But I just briefly also want to mention that we're not only going to talk with Tammy, also at the bottom half of the show, at about the 8:25 or 8:30, entertainment co-host Michael Kay is going to join in on the conversation, as well as Cheryl Wood. Cheryl has a very big announcement that she's making tonight on the show. Of course, the news lady already knows what it is because I always get the scoop on every single thing, and I'm sure all of you are going to be very thrilled and pleased to, let's see what Cheryl is going to talk to us about. But before we get started on that, I do believe, like I said, Tammy is on the line. So let's go ahead and bring her in on the conversation to see if we can get started. Hi, Tammy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Victoria. It's great to be back on.
I know. I just mentioned a few seconds ago that you were on the first time for a really, really quick couple of seconds, and I promised you that I would get you back on. And before you start, I just want to let everybody know, I had talked to Tammy and a lot of other businesses saying that as we got closer to the holidays, I wanted to do a series of show with small businesses because you can always go to the mall and, give your regular mall stores your money. But I thought it was kind of important that we kind of reach out within our own communities and small businesses and help each other out. So with that said, Tammy has got this wonderful event that's coming up, I believe, on December the 3rd. So tell us all about it.
Yes, well, Closet Runway, we have artists, our fourth show that we've done in D.C., and it's going to be December 3rd at 7 o'clock, and it's at Ebenezer's Coffee House. And basically, Closet Runway, it's an event which highlights unique fashions and trends from different boutiques, up-and-coming or recently established designers, and we do highlight some retail stores. And we do style makeovers during the event. And we also have shopping with different vendors from different emerging small businesses. And like you said, we really wanted to focus in on the local stores and boutiques to have, some that have online stores and maybe not have a brick and mortar, and give an opportunity to showcase their styles and just show people another opportunity and where they can to buy something other than just the retail stores, like you were saying. And we also feature local artists and entertainment. So from shopping and fashion, entertainment, it gives you a little bit of everything. And one of the greatest things, too, is that we use models of all sizes, from size 0 to a size 24, 26.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
we just really wanted our models, the audience, to be able to relate to the fashions on the runway and see themselves. So it's a real live fashion show with models, real models, that you can picture yourself in that outfit. So it's been a great event to come to and a great event to actually put together because I met a lot of new boutiques and stores and designers who are just having great fashions and unique ideas, and it's a great opportunity to let them showcase that.
Yeah, and I agree with you and something that you said, and especially, and I know about this because I've had many of the different men and women on my show, especially in the D.C. area. Also, I'm finding out in Philadelphia as well, and as well as New York, there are so many different folks that have small businesses, and like you said, they may not, actually have a brick-and-mortar store. Some of them have things that are online, and some of them don't even have an online website. So it's great that you have avenues like yourself where you can actually come together and you can find all those resources in one spot. And some of these small businesses who weren't able to get the attention and to get the type of number of people, I guess, so to speak, that will actually be able to see their goods and services can come to a place like yours, and they can also get that exposure and meet contacts and new clients as well.
Yes, and that's been a great thing, too, is that, like you said, they get a chance to expand their client base because it's a whole new, maybe people that they haven't been able to reach or didn't know about them. So I know that they look for events where they can showcase or vend for their particular businesses. And that was when we were putting this whole Closet Runway together, that was, we had the small businesses in mind specifically for this purpose.
And I can certainly, again, the last, your last event, I was in town, but I had another function and I couldn't make it, but I can certainly speak to the fact of some of the boutiques that you have there. And of course, one of my favorites, anybody who follows me knows that I love Hush Boutique, and I know Pam
yes.
was there. Yes, yes. And she, I had a function with her a couple of days after your event, or maybe it was the next day, or we were chatting on the telephone, and I knew that she was going to be there, and I asked her about it, so she was able to kind of give me the 411 on it, and just had, you know, really, really wonderful things to say about it. So I can definitely say, you know, considering a lot of the people in the metropolitan area that I know, I mean, you really do have some very, very upscale, I mean, really impressive list of people that will be at this event. Talk a little bit about some of the shop owners who will be featured. One of my favorites that I already know is a Polly Pearl Boutique. She's got some very cool things there. She's
yes.
still going to be there?
Yes, Polly Pearl Boutique will be there, and they have very vintage, very retro, very different, very unique pieces. And I'm just really excited to have them part of the show because I really love their collection, and their boutique has great pieces. And, again, they go from size 0 to, like, 20, 22. So they really offer a very wide range for a lot of different sizes, which is very important because sometimes the plus-size ladies always say, well, the boutiques never have anything in our size, but it's really changing now. I really feel that the boutiques that we've had in our show are really changing, offering a very wide range of sizes. So they're definitely still going to be in it, and we're really excited to see a lot of great fashions they're going to have on a runway, and actually they're vending as well. So you can purchase mm-hmm. their styles at the store, at the show, and their jewelry as well. And we have Key Chic Boutique, and that's mm-hmm. another boutique. It's an online boutique right now, so they don't have a store, but they're going to be featured in the show. And, again, they have like three like kind of lines. It's a couture, more contemporary, and one for the curvy lady. So they're featuring their three different lines at the show as well. And we have a new designer, Danielle Banks. She has a company called Diem, and her line that she's doing is called Something Borrowed, where she's taking old bridesmaids' dresses or wedding gowns and turning them to evening gowns.
Very cool.
Yes, very cool idea. And so she's taken people who, you know, when you have a bridesmaid's dress or even your wedding dress and you're like, I don't know what to do with it, she's changing it, converting it to an evening attire so you can wear it again. So
that's wonderful. And you know, and you know something about that idea and what she's doing, that's also very practical too, especially with today's economy. A lot of people may want, you know, like a really nice dress because, you know, the holidays are coming up and family events and New Year's and parties and stuff, but you may not have the money to go out and spend that type of money on a dress like that. So I'm just saying that's a good idea for her to convert those dresses into something wearable now that people can afford.
Oh, yes. And she's been really great at taking something that might be a size 16 and make it down to a size 4. So she's kind of changed it just in case your body's changed and you can make a lot of different mm-hmm. adjustments. So that's one of her key features. So we really wanted to. She's just starting out, so that was another opportunity to give her an audience to be able to showcase her business and what she can do.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the three major designers and boutiques that we're having on the runway. And then, of course, we have also the vendors with jewelry. We have Elizabeth Joe Jewelry. We have Infinity Shoes. So we're selling shoes, jewelry, and also mm-hmm. we have a new a baker, and she does
cool.
custom designs for cakes, and she makes a variety of different designs. So she's going to be there sampling what she can do. Of course, with the holiday season, we want to kind of mix it up. So there's desserts, so you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, taste her desserts, and she's starting out her bakery online. So that was another avenue for her. And we really want to focus, our focus is for the holidays. We also want to show, you know, everyone's going from either a holiday party at a friend's house or even a business or company event, a dressy attire. So we want to kind of show with the boutiques just something you could wear hanging out with your friends at home or going out. So the show is going to feature different styles that you can wear to holiday events. and get some ideas.
I think that's great. And again, that was one of the reasons why when you and I connected last month, I was excited about having you on, because you're the first person in the series that's coming on that's really kind of, you know, talking about fashions and sort of buying. But my head was more in because the holidays were coming up. And, of course, this Friday being Black Friday, where you see all the,
yes,
the commercials and the sales and stuff and the newspapers and on television all week. So I'm very glad that I use you to actually kind of kick that off for us, because, you know, the thing that I find shopping, especially when you kind of do your regular shopping at the mall and your favorite department stores, I just
right.
sort of came to this conclusion. Those stores are always going to be there, but ladies, I can definitely tell you from the time, I would say about 6 or 7 months ago, that I was able to kind of connect with this sort of, I call the hip fashion community in D.C. and get the opportunity through my show and other events to meet a lot of people like yourself and people that host these shows, Jewel Green, and all the different vendors of boutiques and jewelry and accessories and designer clothing. What's very funny about it, Tam, now is that now whenever I go to buy something, I literally will go to all of those websites first or kind of check on Facebook to
yes.
see, for example, when somebody like you is having a show, because the reality is that the prices are great, and I find more, I would say, very much upscale, but also more so unique pieces that I can find
yes.
at avenues like yours versus I'm going to find at Macy's or Ann Taylor. You know, those stores are always there, but really I find that if you're looking for something very cool that you haven't seen before, I really, really just want to, you know, let you guys know those avenues. You know, it's going to take you a couple of seconds if you're out and about just to stop off and run in and see what they have, because they really have some really, 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 really nice stuff. And also, I just mentioned the affordability of it. I mean, I personally
yes.
think that especially the accessories and, like, for example, there was a jacket that I saw on Hush, and I looked at the jacket, and I knew for a fact it was a military-style jacket, and I knew that if I saw that jacket in Macy's or even Nordstrom, that jacket would have clearly been, I would say, about at least $375. Well, Tam at
right.
Hush happened to have it for $75. That was a good wool quality jacket. So I'm just saying that to say is that, you know, the clothes that you're getting at these places, these girls and men, from what I can tell, they really hustle and make sure that they get the best of the best to you know, to really bring it to you. And talk about the affordability, because like I said, I find that pretty much everything was priced well at most of these events.
Oh, yes. You know, that's one of the, like you said, the misconception. People think boutiques that, oh, it's too expensive, it's way out of my price range. There's different type of boutiques like Hush and Polly Pearl and Key Chic and others. They're not the kinds that are going to be $200 and above for everything that you buy. They're very affordable. You can find a great deal under $100. And there's
absolutely.
Quality pieces. And it's almost when you think about it, you go to, like you said, Macy's or Nordstrom, you're going to pay just as much, but you're getting something that's mass-produced and not very,
mm-hmm.
you can probably, you have the more likely to see someone in that piece. But at the boutique,
mm-hmm.
you're going to pay just the same or probably less than that. You can definitely find great pieces, and you know they buy a limited number of each piece. So you're not going to see yourself in it, and it's very unique, very good quality, and very affordable. One thing that I've realized with, you know, as I've done these shows and met more boutiques that, you know, you can find a great deal and you can
mm-hmm.
you really get a lot for your money, especially when the jewelry, it's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You think it's going to
yeah.
be more, but it's really affordable. And I would tell people, like you
yeah.
said, check those sites first. And we keep on our website, closetrunaway.com, any of our participants, we keep their websites on there. So whenever, you know, if you're looking for a boutique, we keep those listed. So you can always go and look for them on our site and be
mm-hmm.
able to, you know, check back with them before you head to the mall. You might just find something. You can see the price is relatively comparable. And they have good
right.
shipping fees. Some do free shipping. So it really is.
Yeah, you know, and that was something that you literally, Tammy, took the words right out of my mouth because I definitely know with Hush, and I just say of Hush because Tam comes on here once a month and she's one of my contributors, but all the ladies
right.
out there know when it comes to their boutiques and stuff, I support all of them. But But what I wanted to say, like, you know, with her, you know, a lot of times on her website, if you become a client and you purchase from them before, from her before, and you give her your email address, you know, just like the major department stores will send you an email and say, hey, if you spend $50 to $75 or more, I'm going to give you free shipping. So I know all of those
exactly.
boutiques and those ladies have, you know, have deals on free shipping. But one thing that I learned very, very important that I have to say for my good friend Tam, is that you, for example, like if there's a dress at one of these places, I don't know, let's say it's $85 and you simply don't have it, but you have your heart set on that dress. And I've seen this happen where you're like, you know what, I don't have that, I really want this, but I only have like $70 or $65, can you please give it to me? So I guess what I'm trying to say is also in some instances, you know, if you're dealing directly with that person, you know, you can also negotiate the price, you know, because
yes.
if you're standing right there and you have the money and somebody's not there, you know, and you want it, sometimes, you know, it can be kind of hard for them to say, no, I can't do that. But, you know, I think
exactly.
it's always worth asking, you know.
Oh, it is. And that's, again, we have a relationship and they see that they're stylists too, and they're really invested in wanting you to look good, and they will work with you. I've found that from
yes,
many
absolutely.
Different boutiques. Yes.
Yes, yes, and I think that long little speech I just gave, I think it boiled down to simply what you just said, is that any of these ladies and men in these companies will certainly work with you, you know, if in fact that's the case. So I would definitely also say as a tip that when you do find different boutiques in the Maryland, Virginia, D.C. area that you like, make sure you get on their website, because, you know, you will constantly
yes.
They're not, you know, bombarding you all the time, but at least once or maybe twice a month, you're going to get an email with saying, hey, you're one of my preferred customers. We have, you know, this on. And I'm sure a lot of them are going to have their own Black Friday sales as well to compete with the major department stores and internet websites
yes.
out there as well. But you've definitely given us some really good information. I have one question that I do want to ask you.
Yes.
From time to time, people will email me questions, and I also want to thank everyone inside the chat room that is joining us this evening and listening to you and the show. The question is, this is a young lady from New Jersey. Callie is her name, and Callie wants to know, how is it that you got started in this particular business?
Oh, wow. Actually, I'm a stylist. I have a business called Exclusively Styled, but me and my business partner, Nishay, who's an event coordinator, we actually came together, and we kind of had the same vision of wanting to do fashion events, and she really was always taking clothes, like, from her closet to try to make it, like, you know, reinvented and switch up her outfits to make it, you know, good to just as if she bought something new. So we all kind of had that vision, and so we got together, and we were like, okay, let's start doing some events, because we knew other people who were starting out businesses, like I was mentioning before, and we wanted to give them opportunity, but we also wanted to showcase how people can wear some stuff that's from their closet and incorporate it
mm-hmm.
with new pieces. And that's something that we really do with our style makeovers as well. And so, and again, with me being a stylist, like, yeah, I think that'd be great to showcase other businesses, but also show how you can keep an item from your closet, also incorporate with some of the latest fashion so you don't have to necessarily
mm-hmm.
always buy a completely new outfit, and just give people
sure.
different styling tips and ideas. So from sitting down and having a conversation, we said, let's just do it. So we found the location, and just we found other boutiques that I had kind of found from working with different clients and things like that, and we kind of pitched to them the idea of what we were doing, and we got a great group of people for our first show, and they were part of our event, and that's kind of how we started Closet Runway, and we just really want to do it every quarter to kind of go with every season to showcase what's actually happening right now.
Right here. That's absolutely wonderful. And for those of you that are interested, my producer, Michael Kay, is holding down the chat room, and he has Tammy's website in there, but it is www.closetrunway.com. The information is also on my Blog Talk Radio page, as well as I will probably list it on my Facebook page as well. But just a couple of quick Tammy shout-outs in the chat room. Dynamic is in there. We've got a guest. Miss Marcella Williams is joining us. Hi, Marcella. Last time I saw her was at Gerald's function. Stacey Johnson is with us, and also the fabulous Kimberly from Sweet Waxations. In fact, Kimberly is going to to be on November the 30th, and she also is a small business owner, and she has these fabulous candles. So, yes, so Kimberly is going to come on and talk about that. But listen, we have a few more minutes with you, but I was looking for your partner telephone number to pop up, Tam, and she hasn't popped up, so I didn't want you to think that I didn't see her. But that's kind of most of the time that we have with you. But before I hang up with you, give us the address and the date and the time again, and also if there's any ticket information or what else you're doing with that.
Yes, it's at Ebenezer's Coffee House. It's going to be on December 3rd. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 7:30. And they're at 201 F Street, and that's in Washington, D.C. And it's like a couple blocks from Union Station. You can buy tickets at www.closetrunway.com. The tickets are $15 in advance or $20 at the door.
And I think that that is very reasonable. And I always like to put this out there. Tammy, you'll be happy when I say this. Sometimes a lot of people always say, well, why is it is that I have to pay to go somewhere to shop? Well, generally that's for two reasons. Because these girls have to pay for the place generally to have it, so that just kind of helps them with the cost. And second of all, a lot of people, when you charge, they also do donations and will give part of the donations to a charity as well. So I just like to personally myself throw that out there because I think of what you guys do is just, you know, really good. And also just to have all these wonderful people in one setting where you can come there, get a lot of shopping done, and then pretty much, you know, just kind of be done with
right.
it and try to enjoy your holidays. But, Tammy, thank you so much for being on the show. And I'm sure you'll come back. You're part of the At Home with Victoria family, so you know whenever you've got something going on. I'm sure you'll be back for spring and summer fashion next year. So we'll see you when
definitely.
You get back on the show.
Thank you so much. And I want to let you know that also when you're talking about part of the proceeds going to charity, we do give to the Board of Child Care and the Haitian Community Hospital. So part of the proceeds do go to charity for our events, too.
And that was the reason why I said it, because in the back of my mind, as I recall, I knew that you guys did that, but I couldn't find the information fast enough to tell you which one it was. So thank you so much for putting that in there. Thanks for being on here, sweetie. We'll talk to you
soon.
Thank
you so much. Okay.
Okay, love. Bye-bye. Everybody, that was Tammy Blair. Hey, listen, find her on Facebook. You'll see her also on my page. You know, just a very cool and wonderful young lady who's out there with her business partner doing their thing. And again, I know firsthand that she does do a good job. So, you know, if you're not too far from Union Station, if you're in the D.C. area or something, you know, make sure you go ahead and check that out. And I'm going to bring Michael Kay on the line because I'm pretty sure he is here right now and get conversation started with him. Hi, Michael.
Hey, doll. How are you? Tammy's wonderful.
I know, isn't she so sweet?
Fantastic, absolutely, and it's so great she's giving away the amount to charity. That's great.
Yeah, and then in fact, what I was the reason why I always like to say that because sometimes I've heard people say, well, why is it that you have to pay to actually, you know, go into an event, and I always like to just remind people that because a portion of that does go to charity, and most of the organizations in D.C. Do that. But I think Cheryl is going to be on the line. I'm looking on the board. I think she's here with us, but before we get to Cheryl Woods, because she's got a really, really, really big announcement to talk to us about tonight, Michael Kay.
Well, I can't wait for this announcement because I've been waiting all afternoon. And I just wanted to tell the listeners that Victoria keeps all the good stuff to herself. She does not tell me, so I have to sit in anticipation the whole time. But whatever it is, I know it's going to be better than watching Bristol Palin on Dancing with the Stars. So.
Okay, you know what? Before we bring Cheryl on, because we're actually a little early, I think I told her 8:25 or 8:30, so we're at 8:23. Let's just chat about that for a second. First of all, I will say this. Bristol certainly has come a long way. I'm the type of person I will give you credit if credit is due. I'm not going to hold back if I like you, dislike you, whatever. Bristol has certainly come a long way. But the reality is Brandy is a better dancer, period.
Clearly, hands down. I didn't expect Brandy to go. And I don't know if you saw that episode, but when they called the name and Maxim Chimkovsky looked over at the judges, the look on his face was like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. And also, too, I don't know the other little guy, the stocky fellow from Nickelodeon and stuff, but I mean, I
know you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, I get his production value and stuff like that, but I mean, it's called Dancing with the Stars, not entertaining with people I don't even know. I mean, I'm just getting confused.
Right. Well, you know, actually, it's funny because now, of course, the chat room is firing up now that we're talking, especially Miss Kimberly Ann, now that we're talking about Dancing with the Stars. But I can't think, Kimberly, if you guys are in the chat room and you can think of the young guy's name that we're talking about from, not Nickelodeon, I can't think, whatever. You know who we're talking about. Tell us what his name is. I can't think of his name either. But Corey. Corey is his name, I believe.
Oh, right.
I believe
okay,
it's Corey. Yeah, but see, here's my thing with Corey. Corey still is a better dancer than Bristol.
I know.
In my opinion, he is. He is still a better dancer than Bristol. So, of course, you know, everybody is just, like, so done with this whole Dancing with the Stars. Like, I mean, I'm still in shock. And I'm telling you, Michael, my heart completely went out to Bristol towards the end. I mean, to Brandy towards the end when she was on there and she started to cry. I couldn't take it.
Yeah. No, I know. And I'm starting to wonder maybe if it's possible that it's sort of like a little conspiracy against Bristol Palin, that they're voting to keep her on just to watch her make a fool of herself. I'm wondering if that's the possibility, because there was some chatter on Facebook and Twitter about that, but I don't think we're organized enough to have that kind of conspiracy, but there's just something very funny going on with, I don't know who's calling in, but...
Well, I mean, you know, certainly, too, of course, and that's something that of course, everybody, all the bloggers and, you know, pundits and everybody's been talking about. You know, when you talk about Bristol Palin, you just simply cannot count out the factor of her mother, Sarah Palin, you know.
Right.
And you know, of course, I don't know what's true or not, but apparently, you know, there were claims that Sarah Palin went to the entire Republican base and all of her supporters and said, hey, you guys have to keep my daughter in this no matter what. You know, who will ever know if that's true? But, I mean, I definitely think probably the factor of her mother being her mother probably has something to do with it, and also adding to it. I'm not saying that that's the entire thing, but probably I would imagine have something to do with it. But, yeah, everyone is just so completely done with the whole Dancing with the Stars. Now, I'm telling you this, all right, and I want everybody out there who's listening, you guys be ready. You guys be ready to do a live show. If Bristol Palin wins Dancing with the Stars, I am immediately going on the air. And all of us just have to talk about this.
Absolutely.
So just completely remember that. Okay, enough of Dancing with the Stars, because I do think Cheryl is here. Let's see if she's here and waiting for us on the air. Cheryl Wood, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, Cheryl.
Michael and I got a little distracted by our Dancing with the Stars thing. So welcome to the show. Do you watch Dancing with the Stars with your daughter?
You know what? I used to be really, really kind of attached to that show, even though I'm not a big TV watcher. But I haven't watched it this year at all.
Well, when do you have time to watch television?
There you
exactly.
go, Michael.
You're so busy running the world and having all these events and all these good things. So, Michael and I, again, I already know what she's going to talk about. So, Michael, you go ahead and do the official asking of what she's going to talk to us. And I wonder what her big announcement is. I'll let you do that, Michael, okay?
All right, Cheryl. I've been waiting all friggin' afternoon. Seriously, the God has told me a darn thing, and I am waiting and waiting and waiting. So, without further ado, Cheryl Wood, give me your big announcement.
On?
well, first, let me say this. You know, I've created like all this hoopla on Facebook. I posted on Friday that I was going to make this big announcement, and so I have like everybody all geared up and waiting. You know, you have to kind of, you know, have some anticipation. But I wanted to say that I really wouldn't have chosen another platform other than Victoria's Show to make this special announcement.
Thank you.
Because I so adore you, and I really respect everything that you do for small business owners. And for me personally, you know, for Moms Are the Best, you really have been a great voice for me. So I knew I had to make the announcement on your show. So let me just put that out
there. Thank you.
Right.
That actually means a lot to me. Go for it.
Okay, so drum roll. The big announcement is, and I'm so nervous and tickled, I am officially an author. I have finally published my first book.
Oh, my God.
How in the world have you kept this a secret for all of this time from us, Miss Cheryl?
Yeah.
How have you done this?
I don't don't know. I mean, I've just been trying to stay off Facebook. I mean, like, post whatever I'm going to post and then just get off. Because people have been, like, stalking me. You know, our good friend, Miss Feathery Jewelry, Miss Christine, she's been stalking me. Because she was guessing, like, all weekend, like, sending me text messages. Is it this? Is it that? But the big news, yes, is that I am finally an author. I have published my first book, and I'll give you some details. The name of the book is How I Flatlined and Woke Up in 45 Days, A Guide to Empowered
Ooh.
Living.
Wow.
Yes. I like it.
Yes. So it really is kind of just an explanation of how I felt like I had just lost my, you know, my pulse and my heartbeat in life. I just was existing. And how I kind of, you know, took control back and turned that around and really decided I was going to take control of my life. And I used this guide of like 45-day guide of empowerment tips of how I was going to change my life and make it better and just take full control. And, you know, anybody who knows me, you know, knows that I don't just want to empower me. I want to empower every woman and every mom.
Everybody, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
I felt like putting this in print would be a better way for me to even reach, you know, even more people and more moms.
A larger
and more
audience, yeah.
And larger, exactly.
Well, listen, I'm going to cut you for a second because I know Michael Kay is in the chat room. Michael, can you start reading some of what all of Cheryl's friends and the guests and people that are listening to the show are saying?
Absolutely. Marcella Williams, awesome. It sounds awesome. Sweet Vaxations wants to know, can I get it on my Nook? Sweet Vaxations says, I'm dancing. Marcella Williams, I love it. Dynamic Daphne, amazing, Cheryl. So proud of you. Sharon P., I'm empowered. Oh, hello, Butterfly, from Sharon P., by the way. Yeah,
so,
fantastic news, honey.
Definitely, thank you so much. Well, okay. Well, of course you know because I'm the news lady and I'm so nosy. I want to know everything. So let me ask you this because when I came to meet you in your life as well as Michael, I met you through as a result of somebody on Facebook. I think I had a show and you listened and then we kind of connected and we kind of, you know, started talking to each other. How long ago, up until the point that I know you, were you writing this book? And so the next question to that is, so all of this amazing stuff that you have been doing, was that a part of you kind of coming, getting that energy back into your life after, I mean, before you flatlined?
The idea of the book has been a concept that I've had for a while, but ironically, and I have to plug this young lady, her name is Erica Goodridge, and I had this thought, but I always thought that it would take me like 2 or 3 years to write a book. I just assumed, and then I was at an event vending, selling, you know, Moms the Best t-shirts, and I met this young lady, Erica Goodridge, and we just so happened to start talking, and we clicked immediately, and she really was such a great resource and so instrumental in me getting it done, because we met earlier this year, maybe in the summer, and I told her what some of my goals were, which I don't share that with many people, but we really clicked really well, and sure enough, she's like, okay, so you're going to have that done by the end of the year, right? She was the first person who put, you know, that idea in me that, okay, this doesn't have to take you 2 or 3 years.
To do it, yeah.
You know how you feel. You know what's going on with your life. You know what you want to convey to other people, other women. Do it. And
I literally,
from that moment that she made that statement to me, it was on. I started writing a little bit, you know, a little bit this day, a little bit that day, and just kind of pulling pieces together. And I mean, it's been an experience, and I mean, I'm just so excited. I need to announce that basically I plan to launch the book January the 1st. That was my initial idea. And then once again, it's so great to be around other empowered women who give you great ideas. Somebody said, well, why
not
do a pre-sale of the book? So I'm okay. Yeah. So I'm like, that sounds great. So that's what I want to really announce today is that as of today, when I get off of this call, the pre-sale will start. And my goal really is to sell about 100 books through the pre-sale. And I'll tell you what the great thing is about the pre-sale. I connected or collaborated with 10 businesses who have agreed to donate gifts so that everyone who purchases a book through the pre-sale gets a gift from one of these business owners. And I'm going to run down who the businesses are.
Awesome. Oh, that's awesome.
Awesome.
That's great.
And I mean, these women just came on board, I mean, with no expectations, nothing that they wanted in return. They just wanted to support me. So the businesses
tell us who they are.
They're Sweet Waxations. The DC Fragrance Center, which is Miss Dolores Ann, Celebrity Tees, Diva Status, She's Got Papers, who she was also a vendor at the Common Threads Network event.
And she will be on that hall with Victoria in 2 weeks. Go ahead.
All right. Luxury Naturals, which does like homemade soaps and things of that nature. A young lady named Stacey Johnson, who does Tracy Lynn Jewelry. A young lady named Stacey Henderson, who does Arbonne products. Then we have Cherie Cofield International, who does health and wellness. Beam Me Up Coffee, Organo Coffee. And I don't think I missed anybody. So there's 10 businesses who are each going to donate 10 giveaways, gifts, full-size gifts, not sample sizes, so that everyone who purchases a book is going to get a gift to go along with that.
Well, everybody, besides in the chat room, I'm getting a few emails where people are saying, okay, about the pre-sale, how do we get our hands on it? So what do we need to do to make that happen to get it?
Okay, so they're going to go to www.momsarethebest.net, and there is a tab for book that says book, and they're just going to purchase the book there. And as those 100 books sell, I'm going to ship out the gift to go with the book, and they're going to ship on December the 15th. So they'll actually have it before Christmas.
Good.
Anyone who misses out, on the pre-sale will not be able to get their book until actually January the 2nd. I'm having my first launch book signing at Critique Boutique at the National Harbor.
Good.
That is awesome. That's wonderful.
Isn't that awesome?
I'm telling you, my heart is so filled with joy for you, and I know Michael feels the same way. You have no idea, Cheryl. That's wonderful, isn't it, Michael?
I'm stunned that you got it done within the year. I mean, we were just talking with Debbie Tibbles. It took her 4 years to write about her and her son with the rewrites and everything like that. I've got my book all finished, and I'm still in first stage rewrites, and that's been a year and a half. So I applaud you for getting this done within a year.
Thank
Good
you.
God.
I mean,
you
have
and
to say,
but Michael, look, but Michael, you and I both know. Now, for those of you out there that never had the opportunity to meet this amazing woman, let me tell you, whenever you see any event that she has on Facebook pop up, you need to just make sure you go, because I'm not going to say why, but just make sure you go, and then you'll probably email me and tell me, Newslady, I see why you sent me to that event. But the thing is that, Michael, you and I know, and everybody out there in the chat room, Kimberly, Marcel, all of us know, one thing about Cheryl is that you are able to get things done. When you want to get things done, you get it done. But, Michael, what I'm so amazed about is how you're able to get all of this stuff done, organize these events constantly. You know, it seems like once a week I haven't, you know, talked to you that much because we've all been busy, but you always manage to give me a shout-out on Facebook at Home with Victoria. But through all of that, you still have all this quality time with your kids. I mean, I don't know how you do it. I really don't.
I don't either. It's just, I mean, I don't get much sleep. It's so
God
funny because this past Sunday, I crashed on the couch, and I think I woke up maybe 5 or 6 hours later like, whoa, that was a long nap. And then right after that nap, it's okay, on to the next thing, you know?
Absolutely. Cheryl,
it's really just a matter of keeping it going. But I really want to say that this really is a special project to me. I mean, I love what I'm doing with this whole empowering young girls and empowering women. I come alive when I do this, really am determined. I'm determined even more to transition, you know, out of that corporate job and into my passion full time. And this is just one of those goals that I had that I'm just so happy that I was able to accomplish. But it was just baby steps, really, towards accomplishing it. And kind of making a plan and just doing it. And if I had to stay up until 2 a.m, you know, typing things, that's what I did. I just had to do what I had to do. But the book really is, it's simplistic, and it's relatable to every woman and to every mom who just wants to take control and just say, you know what, I don't want to exist anymore. I want to live life. That's what the book is.
Well, you've now been immortalized. I just want to mention very quickly, beautiful butterfly. beautiful butterfly in the chat room says, Cheryl is an awesome person to work with. I have enjoyed networking with her. She is a great person and does not mind uplifting others as well. Tell her I love her. So beautiful.
Aww.
Shout out to Cheryl. But yeah, Cheryl, you're now a part. You'll now be in libraries. Isn't that the coolest thing?
I know.
Yeah.
Amazon?
Awesome.
What about Amazon? I mean, you'll be on at Borders? Yeah, my goodness. This is awesome.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm going to explode. This is like too much great information tonight. I'm going to explode right now. Oh.
Actually, I'm really happy you didn't tell me because I don't think I could have been able to keep this in since Friday. I would have leaked somewhere.
Well, like I said, you should have seen Christine. She's like, it texted me at, and, like, guessing, like, oh, your shirts are going to be on 8%. Oh, she is. I love her.
I
adore her.
And you know what? Speaking of that, I don't want you to think that is still on my list that Michael was to work on to get your stuff on HSN. I'm still he and I going to be talking to the person that's our contact there. So just don't think that we forgot about that. But I just want to let everybody know, because we've got 4 minutes left. When I first met Cheryl Michael, it was something about her that I just simply love. And one thing about Cheryl, she never ever really came to me asking for anything. She sort of approached me at that, you know, I see what you're doing. You know, you're a television journalist, but you take your time to do this show, to give shout-outs, to do this professional show to help other people. And then, of course, you know, I kind of started looking around and watching her and all that stuff. And then the next thing I knew, I was like, you know, I just love her so much. I think I need to help her. So basically, with me, it went from her being on the show to tell them now three places that I've been able to help you with, that you now have your shirts and stuff inside the stores. I mean, it's just great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, I talk about you constantly because that means so much to me. I mean, anybody can know about a business. Anybody can know about your business, but it's those who speak up about your business who really help you to get to the next level. Those who tell other people about you. I mean, that's what you have to do. You have to spread the word and connect people so that if this person can't help you, maybe this person can. And and that's what you've done. And that's why I adore you so much, because you've been so supportive and you haven't been afraid to speak up about Moms Are the Best. And that means so much to me.
Oh, that
well,
is
thank
fantastic.
You so much. Well, Cheryl, believe it or not, I would love to talk to you more tonight, but our time is up. But I'm just telling you, so of course, we're going to continue to put this information on At Home with Victoria and the website and send that information out. Mike is going to do that on his link. But, of course, you'll be back, especially the new year when you have that book signing to talk about that. Is that a deal?
Absolutely. That's a deal.
Cheryl.
All right, love. Thank you so much. Michael, you want to say goodbye?
Goodbye, Cheryl.
Cheryl.
I just want to mention those sweet vaccinations in the chat room. Says tell her she has to sign the back of my book. So
absolutely.
Cheryl, I'm so proud of you and really absolutely tickled. I'll continue to share the information, but really, just good on you, child.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
I love you guys
so much.
Thank
you,
darling.
And thanks for making the announcement on here. We appreciate it. Okay, thank you so much.
See you, Cheryl.
Michael, isn't that great?
I'm so glad you didn't tell me. Seriously, I would have screwed that up.
I know you well enough, Michael K.
Yeah, it's better just to keep it away from me. That's you're very right there.
I know you. Listen, dude, you're my partner in crime. I know you like a book. Of course, I knew for maybe a week and a half or 2 weeks, and I knew. I said, there's no way I could tell Michael this. I said, somehow he wouldn't want to leak it, but he wouldn't be able to contain himself, so he just simply can't say. But wasn't that just a wonderful show from Tammy, who talked about all the different businesses and, you know, to Cheryl talking about this amazing book that she finished? Just great.
Yeah. That's that. I didn't know any of that about her. I cannot wait to get the book. You know, like I said, I'm a sucker for a good book. But as for Tammy, I wish her the best on the event.
Yeah, and I'm sure she'll definitely get back with me and let me know how that goes. But in any event, we are back on the air again very soon. So Michael, we're about to get cut off here. We've got about 30 seconds. So I love you, and I'll see you on Facebook.
You got it, buddy. I love you, everybody. Right. Have a great day.
And again, that was Michael Kay saying goodbye, and I'm about to say goodbye, Victoria Gaither. Again, everybody, thank you so much. This was a wonderful show, and I will look forward to hearing from you again. And my next show, I believe, is with Miss Black America USA, and I think that show is on Wednesday, a day before Thanksgiving, so I'm looking forward to that show as well. But in any event, thank you so much for listening. God bless, and I will talk to you all very soon. Good night.